Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of the Destroy the Stumps podcast. So today, ladies and gents, just going to be doing a recap of the second T20 International, second of five T20 Internationals between New Zealand and Pakistan. It's just five T20s before the T20 World Cup. This will be New Zealand's last sort of preparation, I think, just before last couple of T20s before the T20 World Cup. They don't have most of their main players. Most of their main players are playing the IPL. Pakistan do have a fairly strong team. Mohammad Amir also makes a return to the Pakistan team after a couple of years in retirement. He said if he was going to retire from international cricket, then he's just come out of retirement for this T20 World Cup. See how he goes in this T20 World Cup. He's an awesome bowler when he's on song, but yeah, just a lot of talent unfortunately went down the wrong path. Probably he had a lot of promise about him, but he just went down the wrong path, really. Could have been one of the best ever. Had a lot of talent. He debuted when he was only 16, so yeah, just think about that. And unfortunately, that spot fixing scandal in 2010 got him into some trouble. He was banned for quite a few years. And made his return, I think, in 2015 or 16 against New Zealand. And yeah, then played for a couple of years. Then he retired from tests, I think. And then he just played ODIs and T20s. Then he retired from international cricket altogether. And now he's back playing for Pakistan in T20s. So it's just been a bit of a roller coaster career for him, unfortunately. I don't think he's played that many matches for Pakistan. If you look at it, Mohammad Amir, how many test matches has he played? How many matches has he played overall for Pakistan? Yeah, he's 32. He's going to be 30. He's 32. He just turned 32 a week ago. So there's a decent height, 6'2". That's a decent height as well. Yeah, so he's been playing a bit around the world. Played only 36 test matches, 61 ODIs. Yeah, he just, I don't know, man. Just could have played a lot more. And he's played 52 T20 Internationals for Pakistan, so could have been a lot better. Could have been a much bigger career for him, but it is what it is, unfortunately. Maybe he might play a couple more years, who knows. But it is going to be very hard for him. It's going to be hard for him to really just consistently be part of the Pakistan. It's going to be hard for him to play consistent cricket. I don't know, maybe his body just doesn't hold up anymore, whatever the reason is. But yeah, definitely a career I felt that could have been a bit more. Unfortunately, just got down the wrong path and doesn't seem like he wants to play cricket for Pakistan, test cricket for Pakistan. It is what it is, though. And didn't want to play too many ODIs. I won a Champions Trophy in 2017 with that special three-wicket haul in the final against India. I think he was man of the match or something, or maybe it was Fakhar Zaman who was man of the match. Brilliant performance there. Got rid of the top three in Rohit Sharma. Who else did he get rid of? He got rid of Shikhar Dhawan and also Virat Kohli, the big wicket. Should have had Virat Kohli twice. He was dropped, and then the very next ball, I think he got rid of Kohli anyway. So that was that. That really just set up the game for Pakistan. They never looked back after that and won the Champions Trophy. And he was a part of the 2019 T20 World Cup winning Pakistan team as well. So, yep, he's won two ICC tournaments for Pakistan. I think he's picked up 6 wickets in an over or 5 wickets in an over or something. He did that against Australia, so yeah, phenomenal. Plenty of talent, had a lot of talent, was very gifted. Unfortunately, just went down the wrong path, Mohammad Amir. But anyways, he's back in the Pakistan team. see how it goes. New Zealand's team, basically a second string team. Michael Bracewell playing his first game for New Zealand after quite some time with an injury layoff. Just went back to domestic cricket and played a couple of matches for the Wellington Firebirds. Ben Sears, who had an impressive summer at home against us at home for New Zealand, was very impressive. Bowled with a lot of heart. Made his test debut as well and was impressive on his test debut against Australia. Nearly helped New Zealand pull off a memorable victory, but it wasn't to be for the Black Caps. Australia pulled off an excellent chase. Ben Sears, yep, playing this game. So no debutant for either team. Tim Robinson, who's been good for his team domestically. I think he plays for Wellington Firebirds. Yeah, he plays for Wellington Firebirds. He's 21 years of age, still very young in his career. He's playing his second T20 international for New Zealand. The first game he was out for two, I think, or a duck or something like that. But the match finished. The first match was rained out. Only two balls. Well, I think he was gone. Two or four deliveries and that's it. The game was out. New Zealand were 2-for-1, batting first. And that was that. But yeah, New Zealand's team for this game, Tim Seifert, wicketkeeper Tim Robinson, opening the batting with him, Dean Foxcroft, number three, Mark Chapman, James Neesham, those two are a part of the T20 squad for New Zealand, so they'll be trying to make a claim for the T20 World Cup. Colin McConchie, Michael Brace will definitely want to make a claim because his off-spin will be very handy in the West Indies, I reckon. If they decide, New Zealand selectors decide to go with him, he'll be very handy over there. And then you've got Ish Sodhi. He'll be a part of the action as well. One of New Zealand's premier T20 bowlers. Jacob Duffy. Ben Sears probably going to try and make a claim. And Ben Lister. Michael Bracewell's captain for New Zealand. And you've got, for Pakistan, pretty strong squad. Saim Ayoub. Babar Azam, captain. Mohammad Rizwan, wicketkeeper, number three. Usmaan Khan, who played for the UAE, now he's shifted allegiance to back home to his home country for Pakistan. He's not going to be playing the UAE T20 leagues. He is completely banned from playing for the UAE for 5 years or in the UAE, so he will not. Yeah, that's going to affect a bit for him, but he decided to play for Pakistan and the UAE took it personally, so yep, the UAE decided to ban him. He's banned for 5 years from playing in the playing in the UAE T20 League and also not playing for the UAE, so he can't come back to play for the UAE at all. Irfan Khan, and then you've got Iftikhar Ahmed, Shadab Khan, Shahin Shah Afridi, Muhammad Amir, Nasim Shah, and Abrar Ahmed. So that's their team. No Devin Conway. Well, Devin Conway's injured anyway. He's out of the IPL for Chennai as well. He might not play the T20 World Cup. Who knows? But Finn Allen was supposed to play this series, but he was injured. So he most likely will just be resting up for the T20 World Cup. New Zealand will need him in the T20 World Cup. He's such a dangerous player, Finn Allen. Had an excellent series against Pakistan last time they played. That was back in late last year in New Zealand. Five-match T20 series. New Zealand won that 4-1. Finn Allen was the man of the player of the series. Couple of quick starts and a 50 and 100, a massive 100. I think that was in Dunedin. He absolutely tortured Pakistan in that innings. Yeah, New Zealand, we really have a different team here. So it's going to be tough for them against a pretty strong Pakistan team. The second T20 international, it's a night T20, played at the Rawalpindi Cricket Stadium in Rawalpindi. Pakistan won the toss, elected the field for field first, and they bowled New Zealand out for a very low total of 90. Top scorer for the Kiwis was Mark Chapman, 19 of 16 balls, 3 fours, no sixes, strike rate of 118.75. New Zealand all out for 90 in 18.1 overs at a run rate of 4.95 runs an over. They just could not go in. Pakistan absolutely suffocated them with their tight bowling and also just really good bowling overall. And two extras considered by Pakistan. That's how good they were with their discipline. Just two wides considered by them. They just did not allow New Zealand to let loose. New Zealand only four bats from reaching double figures. Tim Seifert,
Dean Fox, Crawford, Colt McCourty reach in double figures. Neil for Pakistan, man of the match performance from the big man, Shaheen Shafridi. Not the T20 captain anymore, it's back with Bob Azam. So he was captain in that New Zealand series, and now it's for the T20 squad. Now it's Bob Azam who's captain for Pakistan again in T20s. Shaheen Shafridi, 3 for 13 off his 3.1 overs. No maiden overs, economy rate of 4.10 runs an over. Bowled one wide, didn't bowl a no ball. He was outstanding with the ball. Nasim Shah back after a long injury layoff. After being injured in the Asia Cup last year, he missed the ODI World Cup, missed the Australia Tour, missed the New Zealand Tour. He missed quite a lot of cricket. So he, unfortunately, he couldn't play anymore. He couldn't play for a while. He's back after a long injury layoff. Pakistan will really want him to be fit. He's a really good bowler, Nasim Shah. Seems to be getting better with age. He's still very young in his career, so there's plenty of potential there in that young man. 1 for 27 off his 4 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 6.75 rounds an over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. Muhammad Amir really good with his bowling performance. 2 for 13 off his 3 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 4.33 rounds an over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. Abrar Ahmed, 2 for 15 off 4 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate 3.75 rounds an over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. And Iftikhar Ahmed, none for 7 off 1 over. Didn't bowl a maiden over. Run rate of 7 runs an over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. 1 over that he bowled. And Shadab Khan, 2 for 15 off 3 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 5 runs an over. Bowled 1 wide. Didn't bowl a no ball, though. And in reply, Pakistan, the top scorer for them. Well, they didn't really have to do anything stupid. They finished on 92 for 3 off 12.1 overs. And a run rate of 7.56 runs an over. 4 extras conceded by New Zealand with the ball. 4 leg buys in total. Top scorer was Mohammad Rizwan, 45 off, not out, 34 balls. 4 fours, 1 6. Strike rate of 132.35. In the end, Pakistan winning by 7 wickets with 47 balls remaining. Easy win in the end. And for the Kiwis, wicket for Michael Bracewell, but he was expensive. Wicket for Ish Sodhi. Pick of the bowls, Ben Lister, his left arm pace. 1 for 10 off 2 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 5 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide no ball. Jacob Duffy was pretty good. None for 7 off 2 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 3.50 runs and over. Didn't bowl a wide no ball there, Jacob Duffy. Michael Bracewell, 1 for 19 off 2 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 9.50 runs and over. Done by the wide or a no ball. And Ish Sodhi, none for. So 1 for 18 off his 3 overs. No maiden overs. Economy rate of 6 runs an over. Didn't bowl a wide or a no ball. But yep, the target was nowhere near enough for Kiwis to win. Pakistan take a 1-0 lead in the series. If they win the next game, they can't lose the series. And they take a 1-0 lead in the series. Man of the match, Shaheen Shafridi. Absolutely a brilliant performance from him. And that is that. Anyways, guys, thank you for your time. Have a good night. Until next time, it's bye for now.